Hi, welcome back to Briarwood Kids Ask. My name is Dan Buck. I'm the director of the lower school at the Briarwood School in Houston, Texas. I'm here with two special guests. We have Daniel M. Jones and we have Logan, a third grade student here at the Briarwood School. Daniel M. Jones, an international best-selling author, video influencer with an award-winning YouTube channel called The Aspie World. The Aspie World is the biggest YouTube channel dedicated to autism from an autistic person in the world. The channel is dedicated to autism awareness and understanding from an autistic person's point of view, creating engagement with real people to create real change in a positive and uplifting way, and also helps raise money for charities like the National Autistic Society. Daniel has a diagnosis of autism, OCD, ADHD, and dyslexia, and uses his influence to help educate people about autism using his skills of video and social media influence. Daniel has also created the first ever neurodiverse panel talking about ADHD and autism at VidCon US, which is the largest video convention in the world. It's my pleasure to bring the two of you together, and you can start whenever you're ready, Logan. Any other questions right there, okay? You know, change camera here a little bit. There we go. All right, you're on. Over.
So are there different kinds of ADHD?
There is actually. There used to be two kinds. There used to be ADHD and used to be ADD. And the ADD basically means they dropped the hyperactivity from the nomenclature or the naming of it, right? And what that meant was that some people will have attention issues and may not have hyperactivity. So you can still have ADHD without being hyperactive, which is a big common misconception.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Does ADHD make you forget a lot? Because I forget a lot.
All the time. I did a video recently where I was saying about how I could, you know, somebody say to me, like my girlfriend will say, can you go to the kitchen and get me a pen? I'll be like, okay, I'll literally walk through the door and be like, I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, I have no idea. And it's because your brain is trying to look for other things to keep it occupied because it's always wanting to move on to the next thing. And that's the hyperactivity or the attention issue.
I have like the same thing. So when my mom tells me like to go upstairs and get something for her, I'm like going upstairs. I look down and like I'm looking down. I'm like, what am I supposed to be getting again?
Yeah, it's really good. Actually, I forget things so much so that I have to use my iPhone to get Siri to tell me when to take my medication. Crazy.
Why do you forget when you have ADHD?
Because in order to focus your attention on something, you have to be able to quiet your mind and remember or to recall, right? But with ADHD, our mind is going 1,000 miles an hour. We're thinking about a lot of things at once, right? You're not just thinking about the thing in front of you. You think about everything. You think about what you ate last Tuesday. You know, you're thinking about like, what's the next cool episode of like Minecraft that release is going to happen. You know, you're always thinking about the new thing and the next thing or the next thing. So you just forget. It's not because you're lazy or it's not because you're bad at remembering. It's just because your brain's doing other stuff.
That's pretty cool, actually.
It is cool.
What is a good way to help with your memory when you have ADHD?
It's a good question. There's two really good ways I use. I use these little things, like small writing journals. So I can write things down that I need to remember. But you've got to remember to check this. So unless it's part of your daily routine that you're going to pick up this book and look inside it, like bullet journaling and stuff like that, then the other thing you can do is you could use your iPad or your iPhone, because like we all have iPads, right? Like who doesn't have an iPad? And you just say, hey Siri, or hey whatever, remind me to do this, that, and the other on this day, and Siri will go ahead and tell you to do it on that day. It'll give you an alert. So I use reminders on my apps. But here's a little kind of takeaway: if you don't have an iPad, you don't have an iPhone, but you do have something like Alexa in your house, right? You can always ask the Alexa to remind you to do something. That works really well. I'm literally just doing a video right now on smart home technology for ADHD and autism. Good question.
Can ADHD be a good thing?
ADHD can be a fantastically good thing. It's got the ability to create what we call hyperfocus, where you can be so interested in something that you become overly engaged in it. So say you really like Minecraft, but you could be really, really good at Minecraft. And because ADHD allows you to really think about something you're very interested in, you could go really deep into Minecraft, and like, that would be the only thing you want to think about. And you could become an expert on Minecraft. That's cool.
How does ADHD help you learn and grow?
ADHD helps me learn because I'm wanting to do, okay, this is a really good one. I want to work out all the time, right? Because when we get older, we're not as young and fit as we used to be. So we have to kind of go to the gym, or we have to run or do kind of stuff like that. But I find it really unproductive. Like, I'm like, oh, I want to run, but I also want to learn stuff, right? And so our brains are always wanting to do things, ADHD brain. So what I do is I combine running with listening to audiobooks, and I'm always learning as I'm running. So I'm doing two things at once. So it's really cool because you get to do all the energy running and stuff like that. Keep yourself fit, so, you know, so we don't go old and decrepit. But you also get to learn cool stuff because I can download audiobooks or podcasts and learn as I go.
Neat.
Super neat, right?
Yeah. Can ADHD change your life?
ADHD can... I think, like, you know, there's a thing about having, so when you have ADHD or autism, you have a neurodivergent brain type, right? And your life has already changed from day one. You're different to other people who are neurotypical, which means that their brains work in a typical manner. But when you have ADHD, your brain works a little bit differently. So I think it changes your life without even knowing it. But I think having the diagnosis kind of come to life, and you look at it and you go, wow, you get to then change your life in a good way where you can add cool things like reminders, or you can go running and listen to audiobooks. I think that's a cool thing.
Does ADHD make you distracted like all the time?
100% of the time. Have you not seen me checking my phone 1,000 times and playing with my dog here? I actually have this squishy ball on my desk, which is a dice from Dungeons and Dragons, because I'm really sad and I play Dungeons and Dragons. And so I squish this ball to kind of keep my mind from wandering and being occupied, so I can actually do some work. But yeah, always wondering, which is kind of a good thing, but it's fun. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a bad thing.
Why do some people have ADHD and other people don't?
Because it's a random genetic occurrence, I guess. Some people have it. Some people won't. I guess it's just the luck of the dice, you know, just happens randomly. It's all down to the way the brain fuses its neurological paths together when you're being created, which is kind of cool, right? I guess how I would say it, it's all down to God. It's out of my hands, man.
Does it matter about your DNA if you're going to have ADHD or not?
You know, some people might say that like DNA kind of carries ADHD and autism and stuff like that. But I don't know. I mean, like, who knows? We haven't got that far into technology yet, so we don't really know.
Oh. Does ADHD ever go away?
No. ADHD is called a neurological developmental condition, which is something that grows with you. It expands with you. So it may change over time, but it'll never go away. You can't cure it, but you can definitely treat it. And you should be proud of who you are, and having ADHD is part of who you are. So that's a cool thing, right?
Right. Is there anything good about having ADHD?
You bet. Hold on, my dog. This is getting to have a dog to help you with your daily tasks. There you go. Now, what's good about having ADHD is having to be able to have multiple projects on the go at once and actually do all of them, which means that, you know, and you might laugh, like, I am writing a book right now, and I'm also learning 2 languages, and I'm also building a marketing funnel, which you probably don't know what that is, but it's something very complex. And I'm also making videos and editing them, and I run another company. So I do all these things at once, and it's because I got ADHD. Hey, if I was boring and I didn't have ADHD, sorry anybody who doesn't have ADHD, then I wouldn't be able to do all these cool things, right? So it's kind of like, it's really fun in that way.
What if you have ADHD and you have to move around a lot and your friends think you are weird?
Well, they can think what they like. I know who I am, and if they're real friends and they know who you are, hey, look, if your friends can't accept who you are, then they're not real friends. you have to have people around you who like psych you up, you know, who are excited for you to be there. And if that means they accept you like getting up and moving around and playing with fidget gadgets and stuff like that, then so be it. I respect my friends for who they are, and I hope they do the same for me.
Do fidget toys, wobble chairs, and rollers for the feet really help kids with ADHD?
Yeah, they do. Because what's happening is your ADHD brain is wanting to kind of like do stuff all the time. Yeah, you know, like that's why it's hard to sit still, right? And you want to kind of get up and move around or play with your dog or whatever. You know, all that kind of cool stuff. But if you've got something to keep it occupied, like, you know, if you were like cycling at your desk, but you were like in class, you'd be able to learn the stuff in class because your ADHD wandering brain would be like taken up by the cycling or the fidget toy or the whatever else you're doing, you know, like the balance board or whatever. And that's why it's helpful.
Having ADHD can be frustrating to the kids who have it and parents and teachers. Do you have any suggestions to help when you get frustrated?
Yeah, absolutely. So for parents, when the child or your kid is frustrated because of something to do with ADHD, all they need is validation, which means that you need the mums and dads to go, oh, I get it. I know why you're frustrated. It's okay. We all get frustrated, right? And understand that it's just frustration. There's nothing else. You're not a bad person. And for the person who has the frustration, it's hard. It really is hard. But it's the best thing I've learned to do when I'm really frustrated when I have ADHD is to just take in a deep breath, hold it, and let it all out. When you do that, you kind of feel better. I know it sounds really stupid, but it does really work. It's an old thing from Buddhism. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but it's kind of cool.
Okay, cool. All right, I think that was Logan's last question. Anyone else? Any other questions or anything before we go?
I don't really think so.
You don't think so? Okay, no problem. Well, thank you both for your time. It was a real, real pleasure just to have the chance to meet Mr. Jones and for Logan to be here. Hope to see you next time on Briarwood Kids Ask, and have a great day. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.